The Los Angeles City Council has approved a sweeping COVID-19 vaccine mandate for many indoor spaces, including gyms, restaurants, malls, and movie theaters. When it goes into effect next month, it'll be one of the most far-reaching mandates of its kind in the country, and some business owners aren't happy about it. Nancy Hoffman is president of the Greater San Fernando Valley Chamber of Commerce. She spoke yesterday with NBC4.
It could create confusion among patrons and businesses alike. And it also takes businesses, it puts businesses in LA at a competitive disadvantage to these other neighboring areas.
Joining us now is Los Angeles City Councilwoman Nithya Raman, who voted for the mandate. Councilwoman, welcome. And first of all, why is this new ordinance so strict, especially now that COVID infections in California and elsewhere are going down?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we wanted to keep the vaccine mandate stricter here is precisely because our efforts locally have led to a decrease in COVID here. Los Angeles was on the front lines of reducing activity and having a full shutdown early on during the pandemic. And one of the reasons why we had such a big surge, particularly in last winter, was because some of these regulations had gone away. Now that we have the vaccine, we know that the vaccine is the best way to preventing the spread of COVID. You know, I think for us, making sure that we don't have to go into either another shutdown or that we're not dealing with the kind of economic and, you know, health devastation that we saw during the biggest part of the surge, which was, you know, post Thanksgiving and during the winter, that for us is incredibly important to making sure that we can preserve our economy going forward.
We heard Nancy Hoffman from a local chamber of commerce there say that this could be very confusing for businesses, that it'll now be responsible for checking the vaccine status of their customers, and even bad for businesses when they now have to turn customers away because they're not vaccinated. What do you say to people, to business owners who are worried about this?
Well, you know, I would say a couple of things. You know, as someone who has unvaccinated children, because my children are still 5 years old, for me, the ability for me to go into a restaurant or an establishment where I know that all patrons are vaccinated would actually encourage me to go back out to indoor dining, which is something I haven't done with my children yet. So, you know, I think there, of course, there is always the risk that somebody who is not vaccinated wouldn't be able to be a customer. But what I'm seeing much more often among people in Los Angeles is fears of going into spaces with other unvaccinated patrons. And I think removing those fears could actually expand the number of patrons that many, many businesses are able to serve at this time. The other thing I wanted to point out is that one of the biggest challenges that a lot of businesses are facing right now is that they are having fewer workers coming forward to take on roles that they used to be able to easily fill. Anecdotally, among workers I know in the service industry, one of the reasons that people are afraid to come back is because they have to serve unvaccinated patrons, and they don't feel comfortable putting themselves at risk like that. This actually enables businesses, I think, to actually hire back more of their workforce who don't have to come to work and feel fear.
There are other reasons why this might be tough to implement. Also, I'm imagining if you run a business like a shopping mall, for instance, there may be 12 entrances to get into a single building, and it could be very difficult to figure out how to check people's vaccination status. I mean, there are some confusing aspects to these mandates all across the country.
Yeah. And I hear that. This was one of the questions brought up during our debate in the council around it. I don't know if you've ever seen a map of the city of Los Angeles versus the county. There are a lot of places where there are long boundaries where one side of the street would be in the city and one side of the street would be a county establishment. And the rules might change across those boundaries. Despite these kinds of confusions, to me, the benefits of having a vaccine mandate for all residents, I think, outweighs some of the real challenges that we have with jurisdictional issues, with the rules, and other kinds of challenges that businesses might be facing. I think across the world, we've seen that wherever there has been a vaccine mandate, more people have gotten vaccinated, and it has improved health outcomes for either for particular kinds of workplaces or for locations. So I think the good of the potential good from a mandate outweighed some of the very real concerns around jurisdictional confusion.
To the point you were making about increasing vaccination rates, we see that 69% of eligible LA County residents are fully vaccinated. How much higher do you think you can get with this new rule?
That's a great question. And I think that that remains to be seen. I think what I've been really encouraged by is situations where workplaces, large workplaces, have mandated vaccines and have seen the vaccination rates go up among people who had been, you know, reluctant or had had, you know, had hesitations about taking it on. And so I'm hoping that this kind of mandate can really help us get back to normalcy, something I've been, you know, missing for quite a while.
Los Angeles City Councilwoman Nithya Raman, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.